This podcast is brought to you by sarahraven.com, which is home to everything you need for a truly beautiful and productive garden. You'll also find great and essential gardening kit and stylish, lovely things to have in your house to bring the outside indoors, all inspired by the garden and the house being tied together. There's also plenty of garden inspiration, how-to videos and specialist growing guides. So head over to sarahraven.com today to discover even more. I'm going to do a pudding for our cook-along series now. And one of my really favourite puddings for summer, as it goes into autumn, with really lovely sharp fruit like damsons, is to make a basil ice cream. And basil is absolutely at its best in August. It loves it in August. I've actually got two varieties here. This is Mrs. Burns Lemon Basil, and it's decidedly citrusy. And I'm just stripping all the leaves and flowers off the stem, just like that, just really quickly. This is sweet Genovese basil, which is the standard one that you get at the supermarket or the farmer's market or whatever. And with the big leaf that you use for making pesto. And I love a mix of the two of those because it means I get the lemony, but also quite aromatically warm flavour of Mrs. Burns lemon basil. But then I get the kind of, that quintessentially sort of Mediterranean Italian taste, really, of the sweet Genovese basil. It doesn't like it cold, and so August is really the time, August into September, as soon as the nights get cold, basil tends to go black, so you really want to make the most of storing the flavours away now, which is why this is a really fantastic recipe for this time of year, because you can hack away at your basil to your heart's content and use it for this delicious ice cream. So I've got my leaves like that, a really good bunch, so, you know, really proper handful. That noise and this monster here is my ice cream maker, and I'm, ashamed in a way to say we have a catering size because of the garden and cookery school here. But you don't have to have that. You can get a small one that you just put in the freezer, or even you can just put it in a Tupperware box. I'm sure you all know that. Stir it around ideally every 2 or 3 hours as it is beginning to freeze, and that will break up the ice crystals and give you a smoother texture. But this is a bit of a cheat because it does it for us. It's freezing, which is what that noise is, and then it churns it. So really quickly, in about 20 minutes, you get this delicious, really smooth, creamy ice cream. So into the food processor. I'm afraid you do use really quite a lot of sugar. So this is caster sugar, and I'm actually doing half the recipe sheets that will be in the podcast notes. And so, in fact, let me just check because I pre-measured it. So that's 500 grams of caster sugar. So, you know, it is really quite a lot. And I just then pulverize that in a food processor. And so all the basil flavor goes into the sugar. And you don't want the leaves left at all. So I just stop and just check it. Yep, that's perfect. It's just, I've got a lovely basil sugar there now. And then, smells so delicious. Any sort of stemmy bits you can pull out. And then into a nice big bowl, you just want to scrape that down. So into that, I'm going to use 300 grams of mascarpone. So again, I'm doing half the recipe. This is a 500 gram tub, so I'm going to use 2/3 of this. So sort of 2/3 of it. Mascarpone, very intense, rich cream cheese. So about, I'm not measuring it. I rarely measure things specifically. I mean, it really doesn't need to be precise. And then in this recipe, again, normally for full quantities that we put in the freezer, you would have 2.5 litres of yogurt. But so I've got 125, which is the whole of this. And half of this. Both Greek yogurt. You can use kefir, actually, if you want to have a sort of healthy quantity of kefir, which, of course, is incredibly good for your gut microbiome. And I quite like using two different Greek yogurts because this is runnier, the Yeo Valley one, which I like very much. So I'm just going to do half that tub and then you just combine it. And that is it. It's such a great recipe because it's so simple. And this then, I don't even hardly need mix it because it's going into the churner here. So as soon as I'm starting to add my mix into the ice cream maker, I need to put on the mixer. And so it really does it all for you. And it will, of course, expand a little bit as it freezes because the ice crystals have a bigger density, mass rather. So in that goes. Little taste just for me. Ah, so good. Literally come back and look at that in 20 minutes. Got to keep a vague eye on it because I don't want it to freeze solid. But about 20 minutes is normally right, which is why there's a timer on the side. So I'll come back. You don't need to wait for 20 minutes while it churns. It's been churning over here for 20 minutes, freeze churning as it goes. And I know that it's ready. So I just get a spoon and you can see that lovely kind of double whipped cream consistency, which is exactly what you want. And then, so scoop it out. And then this will need to go into the freezer for probably a couple of hours just to really harden it up a bit because otherwise it melts too readily on the plate. And then I love it. Well, actually, I'll show you in a minute how I serve it. I'm not going to tell you how I serve it because you'll see that in just a jiffy. And it's kind of best, I think, this served fresh or freshish. So really try and use it within a month or so. It's much creamier, more gentle crystals. And, you know, the thing about those ice creams that have been sitting in the freezer for months, if not years, they have to use lots more slightly dodgy fats to make them emulsify and make them creamy, even in that condition. And this is not true of this. It couldn't be fresher and lovelier. And so eat it when it's at its very, very best. Yum, yum, yum. Absolutely delicious, completely fresh garden ice cream. And I'm now going to just put it for a couple of hours into the freezer. So it's been in the freezer for an hour. To be honest, I prefer it was two, but I want to show it to you. It may be still a little bit soft, but let's have a look. Oh, yeah, I think it's good. So I've got a warm water in a jug there. Oh, yeah, it's kind of perfect, actually. Nice sort of soft scoop quenelle ice cream. Literally, that's exactly how I want it. And three little scoops, or not so little, you might say. Off you go. And a beautiful contrast of damson juice drizzled over. Fantastic colour and fantastic taste. I'm not into swirls myself. And then just a few little damsons on the side, nice and tart. And I love this with gooseberries, with rhubarb, with blackcurrants, any sort of tart fruit. I think it's particularly delicious. And possibly an edible flower or two, but that for me is kind of perfect.
You can find more information, photos, and advice sheets on all the plants and recipes we talk about on this podcast by heading to the show notes or at sarahraven.com/podcast.